Now it's time for community calendar. Things are going around in Houston. There is a Shiv Mahapuran Katha going on. Today is the last day. It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. And it's going to be at Shiv Shakti Mandir, located at 6640 Harvin Drive in Houston, Texas. It's going to be Shiv Mahapuran Katha by Pujya Sri Giri Bapu.
Chinmaya Mission, Sunday Satsang for adults, youth and children. There are no weekly Bal Vihar classes and Sunday Satsang for children during the summer. Regular weekly classes will be resuming on September 3rd. Located at Chinmaya Prabha, 10353 Sinot Road, Sugarland, Texas 77498. New members may visit the welcome desk between 8 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. or 10:15 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Visit chinmayahouston.org or call Bharti Sutaria at 281-933-0233. Shiv Shakti Mandir. Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harvin, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, Namkaran, engagement and other ceremonies. Call Pandit Virat Mehta, 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal at 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com. Houston Namdwara, a prayer house where the Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Krishna Mahamantra is continuously chanted. Weekends times are 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 5 p.m. Weekly Gopuram Children Heritage classes and Srimad Bhagavat classes, Bhagavatam classes, call 281-402-6585. Or visit www.godivinity.org, Global Organization for Divinity.
Maya.
Is going to be Meenakshi Temple segment, and at 11 it's going to be the quest of Hinduism, and
bringing you the history of Bharatvarsha.
So kahate tu mon ko rino mo so kahate tu mon ko rino tu jasu mati kab jayo maya tu jasu mati kab jayo maya mohe Yeah.
Hello, Kavita ji, namaste. Hello, Kavita ji, namaste.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air, Kavita ji.
This is Naina.
Hello, Kavita ji, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Kavita ji, this is Rakesh. Can you hear us? Hello, Kavita ji. This is Rakesh. Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, namaste, Kavita ji. Can you hear us? Hello, listeners. We have Kavita ji on the line from Seva International. Kavita ji, can you hear us? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Kavita ji, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Kavita ji. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. This is Naina Patel.
Oh, Naina ji. Namaste ji. How are you? This is Deepak Kotecha.
Fine, thank you. Namaste. Namaste. Fine, thank you.
Okay, listeners, so we have Naina ji on the phone. She's from Seva International, and she's going to talk to us a little bit today about the Stop Diabetes Movement. So, Kavita ji, Naina ji, do you want to go ahead and give a short introduction?
Yes, the purpose, I am going to talk about the Stop Diabetes Movement, and the whole purpose of these camps is to, VYASA and several international have put together two objectives. The first is to prevent pre-diabetics from diabetes, and the second is to convert severe diabetics to moderate to mild or eventually even diabetes-free. To help control and manage active diabetes, this program has specially been designed by VYASA and Seva International.
So that is a wonderful objective. What is the history of the past camps, and where have they been held in the past?
These camps were conducted last year, and there was an immense and positive response. And last year we had 5 locations, which were in Katy, Kesher Smriti, Woodlands, Dawn Center, City of Houston, and Sugarland.
Wonderful. And where will the camps be held this year?
This year, the camps will also be held simultaneously at 5 locations. It will be in Kesher Smriti in Alif area, Dawn Center in downtown, Shwast Yoga Studio in Katy, Woodlands Hindu Temple in the Woodlands, India House in the Southwest region.
Okay. And what are the dates and timing for the schedule or for the camp?
For this camp, there is a pre-screening session on 25th 25th July at Kesho Smriti. There is also a pre-screening on 26th July, the next day at Woodlands Temple. Then the camp begins. The first part is a daily two-hour camp lasting 1 week, which will start on 31st July and will run through to 9th of August, the whole week until Sunday. The second part includes 10-week follow-up sessions once a week, either on a Saturday or a Sunday, for 2 hours, and this session will end on 18th of October. And attendance to all these sessions is required.
Okay. And who can benefit from the camp activities? Who should attend this camp?
Anyone who is pre-diabetic or diabetic is encouraged to attend, as the program is designed to help their conditions.
Okay. And are there any pre-requirements to qualify to attend the camp?
Yes, there are. People with recent heart surgeries, severe cardiac problems, vision problems, severe obesity issues are restricted from attending the camps. And one should definitely check the ADA diabetes risk test or talk to the doctors if there is any doubt to make sure that they are in good condition to attend the camps.
Okay. And what are the main activities at the camp? What happens at the camp on a day-to-day basis?
The day starts off with lectures on yoga and an integrated approach to improve your lifestyle to control and reduce diabetes. Then the attendees practice yoga with the help of trained instructors teaching and demonstrating a yoga module.
Okay, and who are the camp instructors or advisors presenting or conducting the camp?
The camp instructors and other advisors will be certified instructors and volunteers provided by VYASA and SEVA are running the camp.
Okay, and is there a fee, and how do the participants then pay the fee?
The registration fee is $350, and you can pay at the pre-screening on 25th of July at Akesha Smriti.
Okay, and what are the requirements then if they need to get the deposit back or refunded?
The fee will be fully refunded to participants after completion of the camp, provided the attendee has completed attendance. Attendance includes submitting an initial blood test report prior to the program activities and successful completion of medical history forms and finishing the 3-month follow-up with the submission of blood glucose levels. The main part, however, is attending a total of 40 hours of yoga practice sessions and follow the dietary guidelines. And there will be makeup days if one cannot make on certain sessions.
Okay, so I have a question, another question here, a follow-up. So the blood test, who does that? Does the patient do that at their physician and bring it to you, or are you going to be able to do that on site?
The prior the blood test should be brought in by the attendee, and at the screening, there will be doctors who will be doing the blood test.
Oh, good. So
screening and the blood, yes.
So either way is okay?
So they have to come, they initially have to come with a latest blood report that they have.
Okay.
Screening will take place on the 25th of July. And after doing the whole 40 hours of yoga practice sessions, they will also do the blood test again to, of course, confirm whether the 40 hours of yoga has helped the patient or not.
Okay. And how and where do they register for the camp?
You can register for the camp on the SEVA website, which is sevausa.org/civiccrm/event/register. And if you have any further questions or any other more information that you probably need, you can contact Dr. Arvind Thakadi at 240-605-7545, or you can email him on arvindthakadi@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And Nainaji, are you able to share any results that you have compiled so far over the past few camps?
Oh, yes. They had been very, very successful results from the people who had attended the camp last year. I know of 2 people who had attended the camp, and they saw results with it. They are definitely following all the guidelines, and they're very, very happy with what is being offered by VYASA and SEVA International.
So listeners, this is definitely a worthwhile cause. So for more information, please contact Dr. Irvin Tegdi at 240-605-7545. Nainaji, do you have any other comments or questions?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on air with us. And listeners, again, this is a worthwhile cause. So please do register, do call Dr. Tegdi for more information. Thank you, Nainaji.
Thank you.
अपने मन को एकाग्र कीजिए तो ललिता सखी जी बोली, उद्धव पहले हमें यह बताइए कि मन होते कितने हैं। मन तो एक ही होता है ना। ये उत्तर सुनकर के उद्धव तो स्तब्ध रह गया कि मन कितने होते हैं, ये बात तो आज तक उसको समझी नहीं। मन तो एक ही होता है ना उद्धव, वो तो उनके संग चला गया। अब हम किसको एकाग्र करें, कौन सा मन हमारे पास है जो ईश्वर की आराधना करे। उद्धो मन ना भये दस बीस, उद्धो मन ना भये दस बीस, उद्धो मन ना ना भय दस बीस। एक हूँ तो सो गयो श्याम संग, एक हूँ तो सो गयो श्याम संग, अब को आराधे को आराधे कीस। उद्धो मन ना भये दस बीस, उद्धो मन ना भये दस बीस। हमारे शरीर की सब इंद्रियां तो शिथिल हो गई, हमारी दशा तो ऐसे है जैसे देह बिना सर के। जिस प्रकार से शरीर है केवल धड़ है, सर नहीं। हमेशा ये आशा लगी रहती है कि वे आते होंगे, लेकिन हम कर ही क्या सकती हैं। हम तो केवल उनको आशीर्वाद दे सकती हैं कि वे जहाँ भी रहें करोड़ों बरस जीते रहें। इंद्रिन शिथिल भाई के सो बिन, हाँ आ इंद्रिन शिथिल भाई सबिन, इंद्रिन शिथिल भाई खस्ता हालत हो गया है, जर्जर हो गया है, वे जहां भी रहे करोड़ों बरस जिए उदो उदो मन ना भय दस बीस मन ना भय दस बीस उदो गोपियों ने थोड़ा व्यंग किया, कहा उधो तुम तो उनके सखा हो और योग विद्या में तो प्रवीण हो, तुम तो इसके भगवान हो। कहने लगी तुम तो सखा श्याम सुंदर के, तुम तो सखा कही है गोपियों ने, तुम तो उनके सखा हो और योग विद्या में तो तुम प्रवीण हो, इसके तो भगवान हो। परंतु उधो यहां पर जो तुमने ये रस देखा है, हम उसमें मगन हैं, हमारी चिंता ना करो। हां अगर कभी भगवान पूछे तो उनको बता देना, अपने आप मत बताना। जो पूछें जगदीश, अगर वो पूछें तो उनको बताना, अन्यथा हम अपने हाल में मगन हैं। ये है साकार से निराकार की उपासना। तुम तो सखा श्याम सुंदर के, तुम तो सखा श्याम सुंदर के सकल जो सकल जोग के सूरदास यारस की महिमा, सूरदास यारस की महिमा जो पूछे जगदीश पूरो, जो पूछे ना भय दस बीस उदो, मन ना भय दस बीस उदो, मन ना भय दस बीस। पम गम ग गम पध म प गम ग गम पानी ध पम प गम ग gama pani zani da pa ma ba ga ma ga Gama Pani Zansan, Pani Dari Zansan, Pani Pasani da Pada Mapaga Magare Sani Pani Saga Mapaga, Gama Pani Zan, Sani da Pama Paga Magare Sani Man Na Paye मन ना भए दस्तीस एक उतो सो गयो श्याम संग एक उतो सो गयो श्याम संग अब को कराते तीस उतो अब को करा
जय ओम ललिताम्बिकये
माता जय ओम ललिताम्बिकये माता जय ओम ललिताम्बिकये माता जय ओम ललिताम्बिकये माता जय ओम ललिताम्बिकये
Namaste, Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, Texas, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all invited to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja at emeenakshi.org. And the upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple, 20th Monday is Chaturthi with Maha Ganapati Abhishekam at 7 p.m. And also Somavara Abhishekam at 7 p.m. will be at Sri Meenakshi Temple at the Shiva Sannidhi. Sashti Subramanya Abhishekam falls on Wednesday, 22nd of July, Ekadasi with Venkateshwara Abhishekam. And Mula Nakshatram Anjaneya Abhishekam for 29th of July, and that day also falls the Pradosham with Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam, after which the procession after the Deeparadhana, and Purnami, which is Purnima Friday 7 p.m. Satya Narayana Puja will happen at 7 p.m. You just listened to Sri Lalita Sahasranam, the name of Goddess Lalita. Lalita Sahasranamam is what is recited on the days we do puja for Goddess Meenakshi at Sri Meenakshi Temple every Friday or almost every day when we have the Archana being recited. You do Sahasranama Archana, which is also dedicated to Goddess Lalita. It is a text from the Brahmanda Purana. It is a sacred text to the Hindu worshippers of Goddess Lalita Devi, the Divine Mother or Goddess Durga in the form of Shakti. Lalita, the Goddess of Bliss, is epithet of Shiva's wife, Goddess Parvati. Etymology, Lalita means Leela Karnevali Lalita who she who plays in the root form. Vyutpati, the word Lalita is spontaneous, which is meaning easily derived and implicitly extends to the Leela or the play. And also, it is said that the stotra in the hymn of praise occurs in the Brahmanda Purana in the chapter on discussion between Hayagriva and Agastya. Hayagriva is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu with the head of a horse who is held to be the storehouse of knowledge. Agastya is one of the sages of the yore and one of the stars of the constellation, the Saptarishi. He is at the request of Agastya. Hayagriva is said to have taught him the 1000 holiest names of Lalita. This has to be conveyed by sage Maharishi Vyasa. Lalita Sahasranamam is the only Sahasranama composed by the Vag Devatas under Lalita's direction. All other Sahasranamam are said to be composed by Maharishi Vyasa. And we all know that the Vishnu Sahasranama was prompted by Bhishmacharya at the battleground of Kurukshetra. Parameshiva, one of the trinities of the Hindu pantheon, is charge of moksha, which is Layam. He married Sati, the daughter of Daksha, and Daksha and Shiva did not actually, consequently with Daksha not inviting Parameshiva to one of the greatest fire sacrifices he conducted. However, Sati went to attend the function in spite of Parameshiva's protest. Daksha insulted her husband and she jumped into the fire and ended her life. Consequently, at the behest of Parameshiva, Daksha was killed and later resurrected with a goat's head. This incident upset Parameshiva and he entered into deep meditation. Sati reincarnated as the daughter of Himavat, king of the mountains, and his wife, the Apsara Mena. Naturally, Parvati sought Shiva as her husband, and we all know he is the Himavan's putri, Haimavati. And Devas faced this enemy of Tarakasura, who had a boon that he could be killed only by Shiva, and so he roused into Shiva from its deep meditation, and the Devas deputed Manmatha, the god of love, who shot a flower arrow at Parameshiva. Parameshiva ended his meditation and in anger for being disturbed opened his third eye, which reduced the god of love to ashes. the Devas, and Rati Devi, the wife of Manmatha, requested Paramashiva to give life to Manmatha. Heeding their request, Paramashiva stared at the ashes of Manmatha, and from the ashes came Bandasura, who made all the world impotent and ruled the city called Shonitapura. He started troubling the Devas. The Devas sought, and sage Narada advised them to conduct a fire sacrifice. From there rose Lalita Tripura Sundari, and she is described as extremely beautiful, with thick long hair, scent of a champaka, ashoka, punnaga flowers. And Lalita Sahasranamam describes how beautiful this goddess was shining, and she was the one who married Lord Shiva, and also she has been manifested in many forms in many of these temples, Kamakshi, Meenakshi and Visalakshi, which are the trinity of all the goddesses. Let me now bring you this song in a beautiful raga called Kamas, and this is on goddess Meenakshi.
Yeah.
Srimati M.S. Subbalakshmi bringing out the glory of Mathe Malaya Dwaja, who is none other than Goddess Meenakshi. Sri Meenakshi Temple announces their youth camp on the 12th, 13th and 14th of August 2015 The content of the camp will include sporting events, basketball, running, volleyball, possibility of walking through the forested area of or a seashore, movie nights, field trips, career guidance, yoga in addition to spiritual lectures. Age group from 7 to 17 participate. It is a residential camp, but staying at the temple facility is optional. Introductory yoga practice and Surya Namaskaram will be initiated. Parents, please enroll your children youth camp and enrich your knowledge of your Hindu heritage. This is an excellent opportunity for your children to develop comradeship as well as fun-filled 3 days of sporting events, games, and many activities in interesting, which is a classroom may be providing. Attending the spiritual lectures and opportunities to team and practice yoga, Surya Namaskar, are the other curricula. Guidance from experienced and educated teachers. This program is designed to benefit children at the age from 7 through 17. Students may come on a daily basis and go home in the evening, and also sleeping over at the Meenakshi Temple facility, which is also an option. You can go to our temple portal www.emeenakshi.com, Sri Meenakshi Temple Society, that is in Pearland, Texas, phone number 281-489-0358. And as I said, we are having the Vedic Heritage class at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Registration is now open. We are admitting 4 years from age 4 years through 14 years. You have different class sections. Registration information, the enrollment fee is $125, and you can pay it online, and you can also send your children. And adult classes are also being planned from this semester onwards. So with that, I will also make announcements of what is coming up in the month of August at Sri Meenakshi Temple. 10:30 a.m. on August 1st is Ravana Nakshatra with Abhishekam for Lord Venkateshwara. And also the first Sunday of every month, we do this Sunday Venkateshwara Abhishekam. And you can sponsor and participate puja for the whole year for this. And Shankatahara Chaturthi, Ganapati Homam and Abhishekam on August 3rd. Bhairavar Abhishekam, 7th of August. On the same day, Bhagavati Seva will also be done. 8th August is Kritika Subramanya Abhishekam. 9th is Meenakshi Abhishekam. The Adi Sukravara Deepa Puja will happen on 14th of August. And Adi Puram Festival with Meenakshi Abhishekam, Andal Abhishekam happens on 16th of August, which is a Sunday. And we appreciate your joining us in today's program. We hope to get a feedback from you. If you have any questions or feedback about this program, please call 281-389-6987. You could also correspond to email at TARA3102@gmail.com. And my name is Tara Narasimhan, and we will be able to answer any of your questions or concerns regarding the program. And anything that needs to be conveyed to Meenakshi Temple will also be done through this communication. And thank you for joining us in today's program. We shall bring you a little more about this, the Ramayana month happening at the Kartikai Masam, which is observed in Malayalam month of Kartika. And we shall bring you more about this, about the Ramayana month and other details in our next program and upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Thank you for joining us. We now bring you this beautiful Meenakshi Bhajan by Sri Maharajapuram Santanam. And with the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi, we hope you have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and a safe week. We will be back on air next Sunday, 10:30 a.m., bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Yeah. Oh.